All right. Good morning, everybody. Morning. Welcome, everyone, to Bird Park Church. How's everyone feeling this beautiful Sunday? Are we all right? This beautiful Sunday. I love this. I brought my sun hat. Don't even need it. It's great. Welcome, guys. It's good to see you here. We got an awesome Sunday for you today. It's our monthly. It's always awesome. Particularly awesome on this Sunday with our celebration service. This is something we're going to be doing every month, regardless of if we're meeting back indoors again. We'll be here at Bird Park Church once a month to just celebrate. I don't know about you guys. Do you have anything to celebrate today? Maybe yell it out. What is a reason to celebrate today? There we go. All right. Thank you, Santa. Well, welcome, niece from Buffalo. Well, we're going to celebrate today, and part of that, as we're worshiping today, it's going to be a lot of worship, and as we're doing it, we'd love to have you guys write on these little chalkboard type boards here. Praise God for, thankful for, we'd love to see what you guys write on that. And here's just an example. I love this this verse. Rejoice, we have been rescued, forgiven, and pulled from the grave. God, in pure adoration, we join in the song of the saved. Amen. Are you guys ready to worship today? As the band comes up, just one thing out of Psalm 100. I'm sure you guys know this. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's stand up. Let's worship.
Woo! Awesome. Thanks, Reed. The words and lyrics are available on those QR codes on the table with your smartphone. You can scan those for following along. But let's rejoice in this place. Gather in with all creation around us, worshiping his name. Our King, come let us bow at his feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great. You do great things.
Oh,
remarkable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You believe it? Hallelujah, God above it all. Hallelujah, God unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. Have done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awakened alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great
say yes when God asks us to do something that kind of makes our life take on an adventure, so we can sing about him doing great things. If you feel like, gosh, God, I need to remember the great things you've done in my life, then take a step of faith. Let him take you somewhere maybe you haven't gone before, because he wants to bring adventure and risk into your life.
With me in the rising sun, with me when the day is done, the kindness of your heart, the kindness of your heart, never failing in the night, in your presence I will find the kindness of your heart, the kindness. sing this next song here. You know, maybe for some, it's been a process to get to a place of celebration maybe this morning, to be willing to like just like feel free to let it out. Maybe it's been a hard stretch this week or this day or even this year. The cool thing is he can take everything and work it to the good of those who are called according to his purpose that love God, right? And so some of us, there is a process going on, but I guarantee God's heart for you is for you to find joy in him, hope in him. That is his heart for you. Sometimes it's hard for us to see those things in the moments. I love this song. It just talks about just garments of praise, fullness of joy. Each and every morning it's new to us, that mercy, right, of God. And so it's so good to just sing that over our lives this morning, just to be reminded, like, receive his mercy this morning. Let it usher some peace and presence of his life in you to stir joy and celebration to him this morning. I saw my ashes, you saw your dream. I saw an orphan, you were my family. I saw my frailty, you saw your might. I saw my blindness, you were the light. You give me garments of praise, fullness of joy, unending mercy, new every morning. Joy, unending mercy, new every morning. I saw the water, you saw the wine. I saw dead branches, you were the vine. I saw my weakness, you saw your blood. I saw my failures, you were enough. You give me garments of praise, fullness of joy, unending mercy, new every morning. Garments of praise, fullness of joy, unending mercy, new every morning. I was lost, call me out by name. I was down till you picked me up again. And I was wrong till your love had made me right. And I was dead until you sang me back to life. And I was lost till you called me out by name.
Lost, but
But now I see 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace that you do in our midst. Lord, we thank you for how your word is like a hope and security to us, that you bring hope, that you bring joy, that you bring mercy this morning. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for all of it, and all God's people said, amen. 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 You may be seated. Well, you get to hear from me on both ends here with worship and some of the teaching this morning, but I'm super excited for this morning for us that are here. And coming off of these songs in this first set, I hope one of my prayers this morning was for you to re-relate to what God has done for you. The gospel, the good news, the redemption of our lives in the person of Jesus Christ, like literally being set free, right? That we just sang about. Like, do you remember that moment for some of you that gave your life to the Lord for the first time? What was he freeing you from? You know, just those amazing truths of how God loves, even though I did this or I thought this or this was in my life, his love reached through all of that into my life. I want to read just a powerful scripture here in Colossians 1. It says in verse 15, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before God made anything at all and is supreme over all creation. Christ is the one through whom God created everything in heaven and earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see. Kings, kingdoms, rulers, authorities, everything has been created through him and for him. He existed before everything else began, and he holds all creation together. Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. He is the first of all who will rise from the dead, so he is the first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and by him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of his blood on the cross. This includes you, who were once so far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has brought you back as his friends. He has done this through his death on the cross and his own body. As a result, he has brought you into the very presence of God, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand in it firmly. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. So hold on to that. I mean, remember what he has saved you from, that he did save you. This reconciling that happened through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ for us, that moved us from enemies of God to what? Friends of God. Like, we all have some good friends in our life, and we love hanging out with our good friends. There's a closeness, there's a love, there's a camaraderie, there's just a joy of sharing life. And God is our friend, brought us into fellowship with him, where it says that we stand with him holy and blameless without a single fault. So I don't know what, when you hear those kind of words, like this is the word of God this morning, so I hope you're hearing it and you're receiving it. But I don't know what that does to you when you hear that, that you are not held, not one single fault held against you, that literally this is that reconciling work of our Father in heaven through his Son, one and only Son for us, was that it would do this amazing thing to bring peace to us from earth to him, all things created to him through the work of Jesus Christ. And that's how it happens, is that he has released us from that. And that is a beautiful good news story. I want to share one other verse that brings this up this morning and maybe takes us to another step in that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm going to pick up in verse 14, since we believe that Jesus Christ died for everyone, we also believe that we have all died to the old life we used to live. He died for everyone so that those who will receive his new life will no longer live to please themselves. Instead, they'll live to please Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we've stopped evaluating others by what the world thinks about them. Once I mistakenly thought of Christ that way, as though he were merely a human being. How differently I think about him now. What this means is that those who become Christians become new persons. They are not the same anymore, for the old life is gone and the new life has begun. All this newness of life is from God, who brought us back to himself through what Christ did. And God has given us the task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. This is the wonderful message he's given us to tell others. We are Christ's ambassadors, and God is using us to speak to you. We urge you as though Christ himself were here pleading with you. Be reconciled to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. I love this passage because it's just echoing what we just talked about briefly there in Colossians. And since we agree that he died for our sins, so we recognize that we are dead to that old life. And there's something new that has begun. And I hope you have a sense of that newness this morning. Or again, a reminder. Or again, a stirring to stay in the newness of God. Not the old life that so comes in and wants to, you know, sin that so easily entangles us in Hebrews, right? It is tough. We are in a transition of the beautiful work of God, of a sanctified life, moving us from death to life. And this newness of life comes from him this morning. You're breathing it in. And so it's wonderful that when we breathe it out, it speaks of that truth. And that's why I love where this takes us. It says that since this newness of life is from God, and that he's reconciled the world to himself, now he's given us the task of reconciling people to him. He's given us the news to spread. We are ambassadors. We are representatives. We are testimonies. We are like walking, living testimonies of the fact that I am literally standing here forgiven and holy and blameless before God, a miraculous miracle. This is why it's the gospel, the good news, can only be explained by the work of God in my life. And so I get to go around and tell people that. You get to go around and tell people that. Do you remember that you've been saved and that others can be saved likewise and can be free from the things that so entangle us, that lock us down, that take our hope or rob the joy out of our life? This is the reminder of the good news. And we are encouraged to, one, yes, stay reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. If you have not given your life to God, today is a day of salvation. We'll come back to that verse in a moment because it's right in the next chapter there. Be reconciled to God as if Christ was here this morning pleading to you, which he is doing through me and through others around you here. Be reconciled to me. Be whole with me. Let me take all of that from you and give you in return new life. And this message, take it. Take it to those out there in the world. Take it to our community. Take it to your home. Spread the word. Isn't that good news? Isn't it worth celebrating, right? And that's the idea this morning, is to celebrate, to rejoice in the reality of what is true today. And that is that there was a way made through the person of Jesus Christ for you to get there and enter into the goodness of God and the wholeness of God. And so, you know, a question I leave with us in this first part of this morning is, what is the message that he's given you to tell others? So part of that is here, right here. You know, share about the gospel, the good news, that people are forgiven. But what is the message God has given you to tell others? Have you ever thought about fact that he wants you to share and not it just to stop with you, like it came to you and then it just stops with you? The idea that it passes on through you to those around us, to invite others in to the truth of God and the love of God. What is the message God has given you to tell others? I want you to consider that this morning some. You know, how have I done with one? Maybe part of that is just you recognizing what he's done for you. Maybe that is part of this morning, is remembering, wow, I have totally forgotten about that. Why am I not telling people about those things that have been happening in my life? The way God has been changing my thinking and renewing my heart and motivating me in amazing ways now to live in obedience with him and just to love him and to worship him. So remember those things this morning, because that'll be part of then how you find that message God is giving you to share to others. Because if it is real for you, you will want to let others know about that. It is the most true thing about you. Otherwise, the danger is, yeah, we come and we maybe participate in some things that maybe feel good. And it's like this truth that's there that, you know, it sounds amazing. I just haven't known it for myself yet. And that's another prayer of mine this morning, that you will come to know that amazing gospel truth of reconciliation available in the person of Jesus Christ, because that will put things in motion in your life that is going to take us to where we'll come back to in just a few minutes here, into some stages ahead. an amazing, amazing life. I want to encourage, we're going to go into a couple more songs of worship here, and then I have another part I want to share with you guys. But again, these boards I brought up, these blackboards, I mean, it really is to give you an opportunity to begin to process some of that this morning. Is there something that you just want to acknowledge to God right now? Like, God, thank you for forgiving me, you know, of this. You don't have to put your names on these things. This is just your heart pouring out to God. God knows. but I also think, you know, for us around here, there's opportunity of testimony with each other. And just by simply writing things on here, some of us can go up and look at that and go, wow, that reminds me of that in my life as well. And we can relate to some things with each other because I know we all do life, and life has its journeys. And God is in all of it. He wants to be in all of it with you, helping guide you and lead you and provide for you and strengthen you and encourage you in it. Have you recognized some of that in your life this week? What's the time that God showed up this week for you? Maybe thank him for that. Thank you, God, for providing this. Thank you for being such a difference maker in my life this week through prayer when I just prayed out and you answered me. Feel free. I encourage you to take advantage of that because I think sometimes to put it to pen or to get it out of our mouths to someone else and share, that's becoming more and more real to you because you're acknowledging it. You're recognizing, you're coming engaged with that truth. I want to share one last story here before we go into worship. I want to give celebration of something that's been going on, maybe that you know or don't know. We've been doing this church stuff together out here in the park, Singing Waters and ACC for, I don't know, over a year and a half, or it feels like almost 2 years now. It keeps going. You know, normally we do our different services and, you know, different things. And we've had a history of ups and downs in our past trying to do church body life together. And as you know, as believers, sometimes we rub, you know, people the wrong way. We might have said something. We might have broken relationship. And those are real parts of life. And I love what God's been doing in our midst, bringing us back to very much this message here of the message of reconciliation to him and to others, bringing other people into that. Your leaders, you know, Sant Enrique, our pastor team here, our purpose team leaders have been choosing to meet together and pray. And we're continuing to seek God in new, fresh ways with each other, seeking healing with each other in our relationships. How can we be this body, which Christ is the head of, that there are many parts of, and how can we begin to extend that forgiveness to each other, to seek that healing right, to be able to do this together with love, with honor and respect to each other, to encouragement and excitement of the things that are coming. And I've been a part of meetings now at elders and pastors meetings that, I mean, it's real talk. It's heartfelt. It's like this hurt when this happened, or this, you know, is a different way we see things. But now, because we are listening with ears of love, or we're reapproaching, we can agree on some things where we can move together. And it's just exciting. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that that's something that's going on. Eventually, we're going to meet back in buildings. Some things will still happen at Singing Waters on Thursday nights. Come and check it out, right? Sunday services, we're still going to be doing this effort together. It'll probably be most likely at, you know, Avalon Community Church, just for space and size to be able to fit us all together. We're still going to do some experiences out here. There'll still be Bible studies here and there. There'll be times together. There'll be times of growing in different parts. It's exciting, but just know we don't want to do it separate. We want to do it hearing the Lord together. We want to do it with a oneness and an acknowledgement that Christ is our head and we are a body. And he has brought us into a reality of being forgiven of everything. So how can I hold anything against anyone else? Right? I mean, what right do I even have for that? He's not holding that against me. So I have to be open. I have to be willing to extend a ministry of reconciliation to my brothers and my sisters and to the world in the ways that I've been wronged or hurt, hung up. And I just don't want that to be where the message stops, because the message is, no, that stuff has been forgiven and it started with me and I'm going to extend it to you. And that's hard. That's not easy. That is way easier said than done, but I'm inviting you into a process with your leaders. you know, with those that you look up to and look for some leadership and direction, that's where we're going. And I encourage you to consider some of those things in your life. Where do I need to forgive, to really release some of the hurt or the hold up for me against another brother or sister in the body, or maybe to just another person in our community, right? Come back to this morning. God counted none of that against you. And he freed you. That's what frees you. That's what it's like, oh, I can breathe again. No weight. So I encourage you in that. But let's worship. Again, if you feel like you want to like give some praise to God through some writing, some stuff to him, but let's honor him in this truth of him moving. He's just moving and doing amazing things.
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do. We need a move. We need a move.
Bodies.
And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. This room, miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
Miracles. This is a move.
are here. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. 'Cause we need a move. We need a move. 'Cause this is a move. Father, we need you each and every day. We need you. In the
Gospel of John, it says we can do nothing apart from you. And so this morning might be some remembering of these truths, but Lord, we just recommit in our praise to you. We just say we run to you. We receive your mercy today. We enter in again and again each day to the things that you have for us, the direction you have for us, the strength that you're offering us, the hope, the joy. We receive it all. We lift it all in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, you know, Jonathan invited us all to kind of think about something maybe God is showing us so we can share. With those of you that know me, it's so hard for me to come up here and share because I'm so shy. But I really feel like I want to shout out a praise about something that has been very moving and emotional to me this past week, and I think it will encourage you. So I feel like we come to church to be encouraged. We don't come to just check it off. We don't come to just hope we're going to get a feeling of something. I think it's a time to really invite us to stop our life and go, am I living the kind of life I want to live? Are my core values of how I live something that I'm excited about? You know, I think when Jonathan was talking about step into this life, I was raised in the church but came to a personal relationship much later in my adult life. And I really understood that kind of forgiveness and like, wow, we all know there's one thing that no one in this room, unless the Lord changes this, gets away with. We all are born to then die, right? I don't mean to be morbid, but the reason why we all know, we all have the fear of it. We've all, the Lord, his word tells us he puts eternity in our heart because we don't want it. We think we don't want to die. We want to live forever. Guess what? He gave you that desire so that you can be with him. And the reason he invites you into relationship so as you can have life here. So I have a dear friend. His name was Wes Motter. And he was a great guy, wanted to serve his country, joined the military. This is my gorgeous grandson. He joined the military to be a chaplain because he loved the Lord, but he wanted to serve his country. So he became a chaplain. And he was a really great chaplain. And he had a lot of medals and a lot of honors in his time in the military service. And he recently, his family got COVID. And we all know, you know, COVID right now is just kind of like this enemy, this fear. It's like, am I going to get COVID? How sick am I going to get? Am I going to be alone in the hospital? I mean, I'm a nurse practitioner. I'm around COVID all the time, and I hear a lot of different sad stories, and some are really moving. And this is just a really interesting, moving perspective. And I think that God wants to encourage us with this. So the whole family got COVID. It was very sad. She's an incredible chef. She couldn't taste. She made a Facebook post about it. I can't even taste anymore. This is terrible. Well, unfortunately, her husband got COVID really bad and ended up in the hospital, then ended up on a ventilator, and then it ended up in ICU, and he was really ill, and no one could visit him. And she began to call out for everyone to pray, and I remember just interceding and saying, God, what are you doing with Wes? What are you doing? Are you going to heal? Lord, you can. I know you can heal him. And then I think, wait a minute, if we're all born at a certain time and we all die at a certain time, it's always to God's glory. And it's always, and it's an inviting into a relationship with him. Because if we're believers, the best is always yet to come, always. So we get that terrible Facebook post. We're now being called to the hospital. Wes is not doing well. And I remember just crying out. We were in Bible study at the time, weren't we, babe? What were we in? Oh, yeah, we were in church. We were kind of gathering with a bunch of believers. And we all said, everybody just stop. Let's pray for Wes. And she gets back on Facebook, you know, soon after. And she said, my husband went to be in the arms of the Lord. And she wrote this post. And she said, you know, my husband and I sat down at the table 3 weeks ago. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I'm not of this world. I'm really not. So look forward to the day that I can be in the arms of my Savior. And I was listening to this. I mean, she's lost her husband. And she has this perspective. And she said, all Wes said to her was, you know, I have gotten so many medals and honors in my life in the military. And they all mean so much to me. There's so many memories behind it. He said, but there's just one medal I want. It's the WD medal. And I'm reading this like WD. He said, when I get to be in the arms of my Savior, he's going to look at me and say, my son, well done. He said, that's all I want. And I thought, you know what? He tapped into something that we all need to know. Because so many of us love life so much, and we think we're loving life, we're doing what God wants, but we get nervous about, we have these fears. It's like, don't fear outside the Lord. Give the Lord your fears, whether it's COVID, whether it's things you can't seem to overcome or death. Everybody has a certain fear that just controls them. It's so important that you give that to the Lord, because you know what? Tonight, he's here to break strongholds. He's here to take us from death into life. And I know Wes is, if he's listening to this, and I hope those that watch this online that are friends of the Mater family, God took away the sting of death, and I wrote it on that thing over there. Awesome. I just want to share that with you guys. I hope it blessed somebody.
Awesome. Thanks, Santa. Wow, so good. I just want to close with one more thought for us this morning. My life verse was Romans 12, 1 and 2. And I'm going to share it in just a moment. And part of what I wanted to do today is these celebration services are fairly new. We're just starting this idea of doing this once a month. This is our second one. But I also wanted to take opportunity this morning to just talk about worship a little bit. What is worship? Is it what we're doing here? Just the praise and singing. And for those that know me, it's so much more than just singing. And I wanted to express that to us this morning. I've always taught what's called lifestyle of worship. It's about how you live your life. And you're hearing that this morning. Like, how are we living our life for God? How are we turning it back to pleasing him instead of pleasing ourselves, of serving ourselves? And, you know, Romans is an incredible book in the Bible. And even the couple chapters right before Romans 12, it's talking about that good news that we talked about in the beginning of this morning. Just that message, that freedom, that salvation that comes from Christ, about, you know, grafting us into the family of God. You know, he's talking even to the chosen people there as well. In Romans 11, but I wanted to just catch just the end of Romans 11, kind of is wrapping up all of that he's been laying into, talking about the need for God, the need for salvation, what faith truly is, just some great themes in Romans. And he gets to the end of Romans 11, and he says, "Oh, what a wonderful God we have. How great are his riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his methods. For who am I to know what the Lord is thinking? Who knows enough to be his counselor? And who could ever give him so much that he would have to pay it back? For everything comes from him. Everything exists by his power and is intended for his glory. To him be glory evermore. Amen." That's awesome. And that's how 11 ends. And then it goes into where I came to the Lord. I said, therefore. So you always have to tell you what's before it, because it's in response to all of that. You know, offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice. This is the kind he'll accept, or it'll say it's pleasing to him. I like the way the New Living says it here. Then he'll change the way you think. In the verse that I knew, I did the NIV. It's like, do not conform any longer to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, here it's like, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into that new person, right? That new creation that we were talking about, by changing the way you think. Do you realize how we think about stuff, how we process things, your perspectives can really be a problem sometimes in our growth, our inner doing life. He wants to renew all of that. That's part of this new creation, is helping us think newly and do differently. He's transforming. He's changing. And I love how it ends there. It says, then you'll know that good and pleasing and perfect will of God. I played a fence a lot in my life, playing it easy. I had great parents that were strong in the faith. It was easy for me to just follow in their footsteps, but it was never really a faith of my own. It was the faith of my parents for a lot of years, until God called me out with this. You're not going to prove anything by just standing there, letting life go by, kind of knowing a few things you know about God and not ever doing anything with it. It was really about applying, offering my body as a sacrifice. And I like the living sacrifice. It's like, you know, you picture old sacrifices on the altar. They would, you know, kill the animal, put it on the altar. You know, it's covering you know, our sin, that sacrifice. Well, it's like putting my living body on there, meaning like how you live every day is that offering to God. Like my arms, my parts of my body, my mouth, what I say, what I do, where I go, how I think. That's the kind of sacrifice. He's like, I'm done with all the, you know, sacrifices of burnt offerings. What I really want is a broken and contrite heart, right? He wants your heart. He wants your thoughts. He wants your life. That's what he's after. I want to close with this passage in Colossians 3. You know, it's all over in a lot of these epistles. You'll hear passages just like this. I'm going to read this one because I just think it'll tie in great to what we're talking about. This leaving this old life and coming into the new life, this new creation that he's offering us, and then living in that as our worship to God. I'm going to pick up in Colossians 3, verse 5. He says, so put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with them. Have nothing to do with sexual sin, impurity, lust, shameful desires. Don't be greedy for good things of this life, for that is idolatry. God's terrible anger will come upon those who do such things. You used to do them when your life was still a part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger and rage and malicious behavior, slander, dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you've stripped off your old evil nature and all of its wicked deeds. In its place, you have clothed yourself with a brand new nature that is continually being renewed as you learn more and more about Christ, who created this new nature within you. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or Gentile or circumcised, uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. I'm going to stop there because it goes into like the section I made my whole worship team before this worship team we have right here, one of my first worship teams. I made them memorize verse 12 through 17. Because it's a perfect example of a lifestyle of worship. You know, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, right? You know, and some great passages in there, which I want you to look at the rest of Colossians 3. It's powerful. But this section right here, there's some stuff in here. It's talking about putting off, putting on, you know, don't have anything to do with this anymore. Instead, right, applying yourself here into this new nature. I like verse 10. In its place, you have clothed yourselves with a brand new nature. There's some stuff about you that's different now. There's like a foundation that's different now. There's stuff internally within you that is now going to be expressed externally outside of you, almost like clothing of what comes off of you. And it's continually, I love that, being renewed. Okay, by Christ himself, this is continually coming from him. As you learn, and I love that word learn, it's important this morning, I'm just starting it with you, learn. The more you learn, the more you open up this word like we do with you on Sundays. We dig into it, we read it, we study. I begin to know more and more about God, and therefore I get to know more and more about how he intends me to live this life, moving from these things and into something new. I wanted to just say, don't let it become like a behavior modification thing, like a almost like a false front that we put on. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna make it look good on the outside. That's missing the point. He's freed us from that stuff. Remember, he died for those very things. He's inviting you into something new that's not bondage that those things bring. That brings like such bitterness, rage, jealousy towards each other, right? These are the things that get stirred from that kind of living. That's what sin, the fruit of sin is. And he's really offering you something of wholeness and life. And it's just freedom. It's light. His burden is light and easy. You're weighed down by that kind of living. And he says you used to live that way. And the problem is we still live that way. Because we're in this process of like, I keep screwing up in this. I just encourage you, as a part of worship, what we do is if we say we love God and we worship God and we believe him, then it is in a response to this unbelievable verse we started with this morning that said, he counts none of that against you. He's forgiven you, and he's redeemed you, and he's reconciled you. Therefore, therefore, would you choose to surrender, submit your life, offer him your thoughts, offer him your choices today, offer him your perspective on life to say, Lord, if it's off, could you show me? Could you adjust that? You know, we have attitude issues all the time. Lord, would you just come into my attitudes today and help correct those if it needs to be, right? This is what I'm talking about. Your actions, like what you do, how you go about talking to someone. Can you talk in a loving and listening way instead of a condescending, and right? Like, God, could you come into this and teach me how to do this? That is the best response, the most pleasing sacrifice of worship we could offer God. That's when these songs, like we sing, that's why when we sing these songs, like we're always sharing from them, because it's like, man, this song speaks exactly what's true in my life, because it's life. It's a living worship sacrifice to God. It's not just a song. It's not just a praise that I say. It's something I'm doing. It's the way I'm living. It's the way I'm interacting with God. So I leave you with this challenge. The first challenge was to, you know, what message has God given you to tell others? So think about that, because we should be telling others this good news. But I want to give you a daily action. Like, what are you going to do actively today? Actively participate today in offering your body to God, offering your life to God, submitting to him today, maybe in an area, let him into an area maybe you haven't let him into in a while or before. Come into this area, into my marriage decisions, into my family setting at home, into my workplace, because I've just been having some stress there or some heavy things going on in the workplace. Lord, I want to submit and surrender that area to you. Show me what to do there. Teach me. And so part of that's going to be learning. You got to learn, you know, dig into the word and study. I wanted to leave you with an opportunity that's coming up, and you're going to hear more about this. I was talking with Mary Lou, and I got really excited because I really like these times that we spend, and we've been taking a break in the summer and through some of the COVID stretch. But we're going to dig deep. We're going to go deep places. If you want to know Christ more and more, it said like more and more of Christ, the more I know that, I'm continually being renewed. I'm being restored. I'm being shown who he is and more of who I am. And there's a beautiful connection that comes with that. There's like an incredible intimacy that comes with that when you truly know things about yourself. And that includes some of the things we don't like about some of us, the way I think or do things. Like, what is that about? Why am I always bent that way? Or that's part of you as well. God can redeem all things and move those things. It's not like all that stuff just goes away in life. You learn how to navigate that stuff, which is a powerful thing. And then you're going to praise God even more because he's strengthening you and in your whole being, your whole self. If you want to do that journey in September coming up, and we'll tell you in a couple of weeks here, a couple of days of the month, a couple of Tuesdays of the month, we'll probably be spending a couple hours each night just digging deep, looking at scripture. You know, we'll have some teaching, we'll have some time to process. And that's the part I'm really excited about, is processing. When you can talk to each other and process this stuff out, help learn together. Because there's nothing more exciting to me than for you all and for many others and those listening online, find this life, receive this life from God, and live out of this life that God's offering. It is the most beautiful thing. I did say I wanted to mention this, and so maybe I'll just close with this. The band can come up here. 2 Corinthians that we were in, chapter 5. The very next verse in chapter 6 is so cool, the first two verses there. As God's partners, so participate with him, okay? As God's partners, we beg you not to reject this marvelous message of God's great kindness. Just don't reject this. Please receive this. For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, God is ready to help you right now. God's ready to help you right now. Today is the day of salvation. And so, Father, I pray, I thank you. I thank you for this good news. I receive it, and I want to share it. I want to tell others about it. And, Lord, I love that right now you're ready to help us. Help us. And we need that help so much every day. And may we hear that today. that you hear those calls out to you. You love the longing and yearning heart for you. You want to meet us in that place and stir us to health and restoration. That's your heart. I pray for joy. I pray for celebration. I pray for a spirit of fresh and newness for my friends and family here in this place. Lord, honor this journey that we choose to submit ourselves into, and change us because of those choices when we're saying, hey, we will literally look to you and we will do what you want us to do. And with that submitted heart, Lord, I know you'll do amazing things like we've been singing about this morning, because that's a heart you can work with, and that's a thought that you can run with. And so bless your body, bless this day, this week ahead, as we navigate these things of life and this living. We live for you. We praise you with our lives, and we lift it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Can I say something? This next song is called Nothing Can Silence Our Love. And I just was, just to go back to the last song, the line again and again and again. It's like, oh, that's a nice line, again and again. But just the idea of coming back again and again and again, like we have to keep doing that. And in order to be able to, for nothing to silence our love, is to keep coming back. We just have to keep coming back, because I tend to stay in that, like, oh, I messed up again. Okay, it takes me a while to kind of come back to him, but like, just take that step and turn to him and look at him in the face, and like, just talk to him and let him in. And like you said, just come into that place, so that way nothing can silence that fear, that doubt, that whatever you put on yourself, because he doesn't do that to us. We put it on ourselves. We let that go, and we keep loving him, and we keep serving, and we keep just running after him so that he can be there and take care of us.
Amen. Well, let's stand.
This is a rejoicing.
We're just going to rejoice. We're just going to celebrate as we head out this morning. So,
rejoice. We have been rescued, forgiven, and pulled. By the waters of life, God, your spirit in motion, with love and devotion we cry. We won't hold back praises from our hearts. From our hearts, there's nothing that can silence our love. We sing out, rejoice, yeah, we're lifting up one voice. There's
Let's get some motion. We got to see somebody moving out there, because I'm the only one moving.
There's revival, and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it?
I can hear it.
Can you feel it?
I'm feeling it.
It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. Oh, cause there ain't nothing to steal my joy. I got a church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing from the been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. The that I wander, turn to mountains that I can climb. Oh, you are with me. You never leave me. Oh, cause there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got a whole church choir in my soul. Got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. Singing in my soul, I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. And again, I've got an old church choir singing in my soul, got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing because I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna
God's people said,
amen.
God bless you guys. Have a great day and rest of your weekend.